Tina, Peter, Albert, Natalie. Number 20, that's 0-2-0. We're in the double digits now. It's the 26th of April, 2006. Yeah, as you can tell, I almost said 2005 before. Anywho, yeah, the Butcher About Nothing. I sent off a comment to Adam Curry just before this afternoon. And yeah, just regarding a few things I needed to tell him. Might be on his show, might not be. I don't know. I tried to get it out before his show's recorded. Now, I love these widgets on my dashboard here. If you don't know what dashboard, it's like part of the Mac OS X interface, and you can just push F12 and up comes a whole bunch of little things called widgets. And I got the time here, I got time for Sydney, Los Angeles, Chicago, New York, Amsterdam, and London. London time would be Adam Curry time. Right now it is 10:25 a.m. So, you know, that's about the time he records his show, so I send it off before then, just whatever, Derek, whatever. Okay, yeah, T-Band 19 had a bit of a problem being uploaded and all that kind of jazz. Yeah, got a bit stuffed around. I was freaking out because everything was fine. T-Band 13 worked. T-Band 18 was back in giddy. And it was just giddy up. And then, yeah, it sort of screwed up into a million pieces. Now, it's 19:25 hours. That's like 7:25 p.m. 7:30, there's a show called Beyond Tomorrow that's on, and I wanted to check it out tonight, so this might be a really, really, really quick show. It's not possible for me to do a quick show, but I don't know, we'll see, I might just pause it or something. Anyway, I have a problem with just interrupting myself, which, whatever. So, talking about my feed, yeah, it wouldn't upload through the Our Media Publisher, which I don't know if any, I don't think most other people will, like, do this, any of the team podcasters, I know they do their own different things, but yeah, it wouldn't upload there, and what it does, uploads to ourmedia.org, which simultaneously uploads to archive.org, which is the internet archive, which is free to use, they're both free to use, and they have unlimited bandwidth, which is the main thing for me, because I keep thinking, damn, I'm just going to have to buy some hosting package or something, and then I'm like, most of them have bandwidth limits, and archive.org and those things, they're free. And they don't, yeah, so I guess the problems every now and then I can live with, but right now everything's going fine, so hopefully it'll work. And, yeah, it wouldn't upload through the Amedia Publisher, so then I tried doing it through archive.org, and it worked, but then it wasn't all, like, neat and tidy, like, I didn't, like, it still didn't work in my feed. Like, I put it in my blog and stuff, and I posted it, and it didn't work. So I was like, darn darn it. And then the next day I tried again, because when I export from GarageBand into iTunes, it puts it into the iTunes music folder, and I like to keep my files neat and everything, so I put it in my podcasting folder under the Pod Show About Nothing. So that's the only thing I did, I dragged it into there, and then I tried to upload it and it worked. I think ourmedia.org might have been having a problem over the feed the first time I did it. Something, actual website, not the program. But yeah, it just kept coming up with errors on the program, trying to upload, and yeah. And then, Blogger, over the weekend, or over the... Man, I don't know what day it is anymore. What is it today? Today's Wednesday, okay. So, the other day, I don't remember when... Man, everything just blurring into one. I'll explain that in a minute. Blogger... I'd try and post something, and it would just say 0% publishing, then refresh and say 0%, 0%. I looked on the Google groups or something for the blogger help and that sort of thing, and people were on there, and it was actually people were doing live stuff, because I'm like, was this old? Because sometimes you find these forums, and they're really, really old, like 2004, 2005, but this one said 2006, so I did my little thing, like, oh yeah, it's not working for me either. And like a couple of minutes later, someone else replied. So it was a really active forum, which was good. And everyone's like, this is stuffed. And then like Then when I woke up in the morning, they said that they're going to do maintenance on the site and everything. And so everything was fine after that. Posted it. Now you've got TPAD 19 working. Giddy up. I said I was going to talk about something again in a minute, and I don't remember what it was now. And I just said it. Should I pause and read? No. Damn, 2 minutes. Okay, I've been doing a lot of web surfing and stuff like that. And like my dad's been sending me a few links in emails and stuff like that about different things. One thing that's been going on in the news and all this sort of stuff, Nikki Webster, I don't know if you know of her, especially if you're overseas. She became famous by opening the 2000 Olympic Games. She came down from a crane and stuff and was on this wire, like swinging across the stadium and that sort of thing. Made her famous. Then she started a music career for was sort of like little kids kind of music. Didn't go too well and that sort of thing. And then the other day, she did like a bikini photo shoot or something like that for who knows what. I think it was Zoo magazine, which is a new Australian magazine, something like that. And previously, she's done stuff for FHM and things like that. And I was looking for this Zoo thing just to see what the whole hype was about. I couldn't really find anything, but I did find a photo that someone's like messed around with, and it's like the before and after shot. Like, and I think I don't know. I think it's real. Like the left side is like her before she's been all airbrushed and everything and look fancy, and they've put like a scary face on her to look like they've totally regenerated her face for the actual photo shoot. I'll put it in the feed in the. On my site, nothingpodshow.blogspot.com, so that you can understand what I'm trying to talk about. While surfing the net as well, I found like a screenshot of Bill Gates's inbox, and it's got some funny things like stuff from his wife and things like that. It's not real. It's probably another funny hoax type of thing. But yeah, speaking of hoaxes, something I mentioned to Adam Curry in the comment that I sent him was this guy Mark Echo has a company, and he's got a website stillfree.com, and he and his company spent a lot of money, didn't ever state how much, but spent a lot of money on getting a massive 747 and hiding it in some hangar somewhere, and then they painted it, and all the people who were involved in this had to sign a secrecy agreement. And they painted one side of the airplane to look like Air Force One. Now, I don't think it looks very much like it, because, you know, you see on movies and stuff the Air Force One with the official logo and everything like that. It just said, United States Air Force One. It was like blue and stuff like that. And then you'd see these guys like at night. You see the cameras like all in night vision, and you'd see guard dogs and fences with barbed wire and all these guards and everything standing around, and then you'd see these guys run towards the fence, jumping over, and the cameraman would be jumping over as well, and then they'd be hiding under the plane behind the wheels, and then you'd see the guy from far away camera shot. They must have had a couple of cameras going, far away shot. You'd see them right still free on the big airplane engine, and then that was the end of the video, and everyone thought it was real, and then it was ended up being a hoax, and he came out with it, like he said, yeah, it's just trying to make a statement, that type of thing. And then he's got it like on the stillfree.com, you can see that. And then on the right hand side, you can see the video how he explains about freedom of speech and all this. It's pretty interesting, but I don't know. I had other views about it, but I've forgotten now because my brain. I think this should be called Derek Doesn't Remember Very Well Show or something like that, because I'm a bit demented in brain, especially because I've been working. Since Sunday, so I work Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, today, and I'm working tomorrow for 8 hours, and then I'm working on Saturday as well. And they maybe want me to work on Friday. This is all at the candy store that I work at. Yeah, it's been pretty busy. Anyway, it's 1932, so the show has started. One of the reasons why I wanted to watch this show, because like you know, MythBusters, they have like little segments from MythBusters on there, because the company that owns this show owns MythBusters or something like that. And they always do like a segment of MythBusters on the show, and they are doing a thing on there about a V8 pickup truck that runs on water, and it's a dollar, like I'm pretty sure it's all the same around the world, but it's $1.45, $1.40 for per liter for petrol here, for gasoline. And that's ridiculous. I really don't ever plan to get a car that runs on petrol. So I'm thinking about this biodiesel stuff that Adam Curry is talking about, and water and electric is still not, it doesn't say. Hydrogen I'm very interested in, but I haven't seen that pick up too much either. Let me just go watch this. I'll just pause this. I'll go watch a bit of the show and see when the segment's going to be on, and then I'll come back here and record the rest of it. I've done 10 minutes. I'll try and keep it within 15 today. I know it's not possible, but we'll try, Derek. We'll try. Okay, I'll be back soon. Radio, yeah, that's a quick little gap for you. About a 10-minute gap for me. Yeah, it's the segment hasn't aired yet, but I watched a fancy little thing about shoes that twist and... Yeah, I'll put a lot of these things in the show because I'm going to be saying a lot of things about what I've looked at on the internet during the show. So, yes, I'll mention my week so far. There's a Sugar Fix store in the city now, where the city is about 20-25 minute bus ride for me. If it's a bus and a train, that's probably more like 40-45 minutes, because you have to get a bus 20 minutes away. It's strange. It's very strange, because you get a bus, it takes about 20 minutes to get there, to Chatswood, which is, like, almost to the city. Like, probably, like, it's hard to explain. Google Earth is the way to go. Google Earth is the way to go. But, yeah, it's about a 20-minute bus ride to Chatswood and about a 25-minute bus ride to the city, where the suburbs, I mean, like, those two places are pretty far apart. Like, yeah, I just think that Chatswood's always about halfway to the city, but I guess it's really not. Anywho, yeah, so I got to the city, because the city store needed me to work on Sunday, so since I wasn't working at Warringah Mall, which is where I regularly work, I said, yeah, sure, giddy up. And then they needed me suddenly to work on Monday because one of the girls couldn't work, so I was like, yeah, okay, sure. And then the boss, or the manager, Jamie, asked me last week if I could work at the city store for these three different days, Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday. Thursday's tomorrow. And I said, yeah, sure, I'm not doing too much, so that's giddy up. And then this girl couldn't work on Monday, so she calls me and goes, can you work for me, please? And I said, yeah, okay. And so then I normally work at Wednesdays at the mall, so then I work there today. So I've worked 5 days so far, no, 4 days so far. And I'm working tomorrow, which is Thursday, for 8 hours, which I'm going to go to bed early tonight after house, of course. And yeah, and then today, the mall store that I was working, I only worked for 3 hours today. They said, can you work on Friday? And I work Saturdays normally as well, so I was like, I'd probably prefer not to, but if it's extremely important, then okay, well... So, but I really need to do this assignment for college before I go back next week. So, yeah, most other places have already gone back to school. I mean, like, not most, but, like, I know Sam from Grey Section Podcast and the Shed Troll have gone back and that sort of thing, so. But I still got the rest of this week to go. Sweet! My dad just brought home some DVDs before of Lost Season 2. Now, it's probably already finished in... Well, season 2 probably already over in America, but... Yeah, I got episode 10, 11... not 12. They didn't have 12, but... And 13 and 14, because my dad's a TV producer and stuff, and he saw someone at... director-producer. And he saw someone at Channel 7 or something and got some DVDs that we have to return, but... I might just watch them. Sweet! That's pretty cool, but I don't want to get ahead, because then I'll go, oh, did you see this? And then people go, no, that hasn't been on yet. So, yeah, it's the annoying thing. It's almost 15 minutes. Okay, should I wrap it up? I think I should, but a couple more things I wanted to talk about on the internet. Now, I got no idea right at the moment. If you haven't seen the Live Talk episodes yet, make sure you check out tpanlivetalk.blogspot.com. That's the Live Talk feed URL at the moment. Shmi said he was going to host that blog and the feed there and stuff, but I don't know how that works. So, yeah. Jorgen. Anyway, yeah, I'm watching House tonight. I was going to actually check, because Sam wanted to know, what episode are you up to, Derek? And I was going to go, oh, I'll check it out for you, you know, because I'm such a nice fellow. Okay, if you guys are on the computer right now, while I search for this other thing, if you're on the computer right now, go to google.com, type in failure, and press I'm feeling lucky, alright? Alright, okay. If like, when I'm listening on my iPod to other shows, I always, like, go, oh, damn, I gotta remember to do that when I get home. So if you got a pen on you, just write on your hand, or write on a little notepad if you've got one with you. If you have nothing with you, I don't know, type it into your cell phone, or, I don't know, just try and remember it. And, like, and also things like replying to, like, something that you heard in a show, like, I'm always like, oh, I gotta remember that, And when I get home, if I don't write it down, I don't really remember. I really have to, like, listen to the podcast again, which is sometimes annoying because they've got so many to listen to. But, yeah. So, this website I'm trying to go to doesn't really work, and I want to wrap this show up really quick because I want to keep it at way under 20 minutes, which isn't really going to be possible. Derek, talk, breathe, go. Primetime TV Guide. We want channel... Oh, man, 8 to 9 p.m. Right, so we have Boogie Boogie Boo Boo House. Here we go. Oh, dear. Let's see. House and Chase find themselves in a serious situation after a young mother with stomach pain dies. Months later, Stacy counsels Chase before his disciplinary... I don't think I've ever seen that word. Disciplinary. Oh, I get you. After his disciplinary hearing and must determine whether he made a fatal mistake. Closed caption, 60 minutes. Yeah. Get up. That's what's happening tonight. The 26th of April, 2006, on a Wednesday, 8:30 to 9:30 p.m. on House. So that's what I'm going to be watching very, very soon, seeing as it's 10 to 8 p.m. What else? I wanted to... Let's see. I started to write show notes down for T-Band 20, and then... I don't know. I just started recording. With nothing on my mind. That one thing, though. From T-Pan 18, I think it was, I started talking about... Sometimes I'll start talking about... No, I'll interrupt myself, right? So, I started talking about chewing gum, and how I was really tired. I don't remember when it was, but I think... I talked about it in T-Pan 18, I was tired a few days before I recorded that, or the day before or something, and I was chewing some gum, because... I had a bad taste in my mouth or something, and then I went and had a nap on my bed because I was just totally buggered. And then I woke up. No, actually, I don't think I had a very bad taste in my mouth. Sorry, this is a pretty stupid episode. I don't actually have a bad taste in my mouth, but I was just chewing gum. Then when I woke up, that is the worst. Waking up and having... I was only asleep for maybe 40, 45 minutes. Waking up with gum in your mouth... I felt horrible for the rest of the day, even the day after. Like, I was off gum just completely. It's just sugar-free gum, like, good for your teeth and stuff. But I was just, no way, it turns to paper, and you just feel like ripping out urines, like, your mouth, because it just tastes, oh, so disgusting. So, if you're ever going to sleep with gum in your mouth, like, try not to accidentally do it, because it's just... Ew. Another thing I started to talk about was looking for my old house on Google Earth. My old house, like, we used to live in Adelaide, which is in South Australia. And, sorry, I just started to think about something else there for a second. Sorry. Okay, I'm on the track now. Train track. Shut up, Derek. Okay. Google Earth. I tried looking for my old house. My dad finally helped me. Wicked, because I found it. I found both of them, and they were actually really close. Like, I have... From, like, my memory's pretty good. Like, sometimes recent stuff I can't remember very well, and old stuff I can remember pretty good. But yeah, my dad. Sorry, there's something on my computer screen I just want to wipe off. I don't know what that is. That part of the wallpaper, or is that on the screen? I don't want my precious G5 getting something wrong with it. Anyway, I found my houses and stuff in Adelaide on Google Earth. Tried looking for the place we used to live at. We lived for 2 years in Spain, as I've mentioned in previous episodes. Try finding that on Google Earth, but it's not clear yet. They don't show it up on Google Earth, which is a bit of a pity, because I wanted to check that out. And so Sam said, oh, you must be fluent in Spanish since you lived in Spain for 2 years. But sadly, when I was there, I could speak a million words of Spanish, but right now, the only word that when I think of Spanish and I try to remember something to say, the only word I can really remember is caca, which, as far as I know, it means poo. So there's your English lesson for the day, or Spanish lesson. I think that spot on my screen was part of the wallpaper. See, I have a rotating wallpaper. It changes every minute, so there's a little update for you there. Okay, let me check. Let me see. I've probably gone for 30 minutes, haven't I? 21 minutes. Okay, satellite window, blah, blah, blah. No music for this episode, next episode maybe. Now I'm going to be busy for the next few days because I'm working 8 hours tomorrow, and Friday I'm going to be doing a few assessments that are due next week. Saturday I'm working, I don't know, maybe Sunday I'll get a show out. But you guys, if you're not seeing a show for a few days, make sure you check on my blog, because I'll write little things on there like, oh my god, T-Pain 19 isn't working, oh my god, and stuff like that. So I know, like, I hardly ever check people's blogs much, because I'm so used to just going to iTunes, downloading the show, yep. And when they say something like, oh, I put some photos on the site, then yeah, I'll go check out the site and stuff like that. One thing, if you want to email me about anything I've talked about, it's nothingpodshow@gmail.com. It's not too hard to remember. It's not like I am crazy and I have monkeys at Dragon Direct and find out more here at 9:30 PM on 10@monkeymail.ef.au. Or something like that. It's quite easy. nothingpodshow@gmail.com. And if you haven't checked out my promo yet, check it out. It's a couple of things back on the feed. Yeah, and it's quite giddy up. And the latest live talks are out. The one that I did with Shmi for his birthday live talk. TNCLT. Both, they're in two parts. So they're both out. And let me just think of names. So that'd be Tina, Natalie, okay, something I think I've been meaning to do for a while. If you want your name as part of my name list, you know how I say Tina, Peter, Albert, Natalie at the start? I just made up those names and they're part of my name alphabet now. And of course Derek is for D, and I don't know what S. Well, it's a bit hard to choose S because I got Shed Troll, which is a good name. Shmi is a good name. Sam? Sarah, my girlfriend? I was thinking of Stain, like my last name, but I don't know. So if you want your name, quickly get in there, because I'll put it down. So whenever I'm talking about, like, TNC, C could be cubicle. No, it has to be a person's name, though. But interesting names, like things like Ben and Tom and Jemima aren't that really as much interesting. And if I've offended you and you want your name, like if your name is Jemima and you're listening and you want to be, yeah, just email me, nothingpodshow@gmail.com. You can find anything I talk about in the pictures about Bill Gates' email inbox and Nikki Webster looking like a demented retard. You can find on nothingpodshow.blogspot.com. I'm out of here. Just get lost, Derek. I'm going to go watch that thing about V8 pickup truck running on water, and yeah. So everybody, if I missed something and you want to, yeah, just nothingpodshow@gmail.com, nothingpodshow.blogspot.com. Look out for my comment on the DSC. Hopefully he will play it this time. Take care now. Bye bye then.